This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Kathmandu District Court allows to withdraw organized crime charge set against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane. National Examination Board NEB publishes results of Grade 12. 69.75% students graded in regular category. Governor appoints Dr. Gopal Prasad Bhattacharya as chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal 7. And U.S.-Iran talks postponed as Israel launches deadly strikes in Lebanon. Now the news in detail. The Kathmandu District Court has allowed to withdraw the charge sheet against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane on organized crime. A single bench of Judge Atmadev Joshi today issued the order to withdraw the case in connection with the organized crime-related charges against President Lamichhane. The district government attorney's office, Kathmandu, had filed a request to amend the charge sheet in the case of cooperatives, deposit fraud and organized crime. Earlier, the organized crime cases against Lamichhane were allowed to be withdrawn by the Kaski and Persa district courts. The government has decided to appoint Dr. Gopal Prasad Bhattacharya as the chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal 7. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Vikram Timulsina shared this information following the meeting of the Council of Ministers held in Singhadarbar today. The cabinet meeting also decided to allow presentation of a bill on making effective the then provisions of Nepal Special Service Act 2042 in the Federal Parliament. The bill designed to amend and integrate the laws relating to Rashtriya Seva Dal will also be presented in the Parliament as per the government decision, according to Minister Dr. Timulsina. The National Examination Board, NEB, today published the results of Grade 12. As per the NEB, 64.13% students have secured grades in all subjects. Of them, 69.75% students were graded in the regular category and 42.38% students in the partial category. A total of 418,179 students appeared in the examination this year, including 332,241 in the regular category and 85,929 in the partial category. The House of Representatives has unanimously passed the proposal presented seeking consideration on the National Data Recovery Bill 2083 Vikram Sambath. Today's House meeting passed the bill tabled by Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle, responding to queries raised by lawmakers during the discussion on the proposal. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said that the provision had been made to take loans based on existing financial capability in the budget of the upcoming fiscal year. The Minister of Health and Food Safety has launched a vaccination campaign against measles in high-prone districts. Dr. Obian Gautam, head of the Child Health and Vaccination Branch of the Department of Health Services, said a measles epidemic response vaccination campaign is being carried out in 9 districts where measles has been reported. Monsoon has entered Nepal a week late. Meanwhile, Nepal has recorded the highest pre-monsoon rainfall in the past 45 years. An average 226 millimeters rainfall takes place in Nepal during the pre-monsoon. However, the country received 339.5 millimeters rainfall during this year's pre-monsoon. This is an increase of 145.5% compared to the average to date, said meteorologist at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology Sanjeev Adhikari. Meanwhile, Anarmani Birta of Jhapa recorded the highest rainfall, 208 mm, in the last 24 hours. Similarly, heavy rainfall was recorded in Ilam, Murang, Sunsari and Sindhuli, as well as Kaski, Lamjung and Gurkha districts. Similarly, since 1981, pre-monsoon has been analyzed based on the data from 126 rainfall measurement centers across the country. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has approved the concessional loan of $115 million to improve resilient water supply and sanitation services and strengthen institutional capabilities in rapidly growing municipalities across Nepal. The Integrated Water Supply and Sewerage Management Sector project is expected to directly benefit more than 850,000 people in 13 municipalities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Ramchandra Porwal has said that those involved in the film sector should continue studying, researching and creating works to keep abreast with technical progress. In his address to a ceremony held at Sital Nivas for conferring various awards relating to film production, direction and acting, the head of the state viewed that the film industry could also think about how it could contribute to national economic development. Similarly, addressing the same program, Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Vikram Timmal Sinha, said that the film industry is not only a means of entertainment, but also an expression of society's collective memory and cultural identity. He added that the government is committed to introducing a timely and applicable film act that addresses the contemporary needs. On the occasion, noted actor Madan Krishna Shrestha was honored with Dirgha Sadhana Samman presented by the Film Development Board. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire, the BBC cited a senior U.S. official as confirming. The pause in fighting was due to begin at 16 local time on Friday. It comes after at least 18 people were killed in southern Lebanon following a series of Israeli airstrikes overnight, according to the country's health ministry. Israel's military says 4 of its soldiers were also killed. The Israel Defense Forces IDF also earlier said that it had struck 80 targets linked to the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, killing dozens of its members. Earlier this week, the U.S. and Iran signed a deal to end the war in Iran, which included a call for an end to the military operations on all fronts, including Lebanon. Meanwhile, a new round of direct talks between the U.S. and Iran have been postponed after Vice President J.D. Vance delayed a planned trip to Switzerland. The White House announced late on Thursday that Vance would not be traveling to the talks and said that the logistics had been simple or predictable. It comes a day after U.S. dropped its naval blockade of Iran after the two countries signed a deal aimed at ending the conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, the Tarai regions of Kusi province and Mades province, while the remaining Tarai regions are expected to remain mainly fair. Similarly, there is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi province and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similarly, there is also a chance of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. Likewise, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in the Tarai regions of Kusi province and at one or two places in Mades province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu District Court allows to withdraw organized crime charges against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane. National Examination Board NEB publishes results of Grade 12. 69.75% students graded in regular category. Governor appoints Dr. Gopal Prasad Bhatta as chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal 7. And U.S.-Iran talks postponed as Israel launches deadly strikes in Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.